From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama ends his two-nation African visit today with an unprecedented address to the African Union headquartered in Addis Ababa. Monday, Mr. Obama discussed the conflict in South Sudan with regional leaders. In talks with Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, the president acknowledged a frank discussion on human rights, where the government has complete control of parliament and the media.
In a global economy that's increasingly driven by technology and the internet, continued growth in Ethiopia depends on the free flow of information and open exchanges of ideas. I believe that when all voices are being heard, when people know that they're included in the political process, that makes a country stronger and more successful and more innovative.
Mr. Hailemariam said Ethiopia is committed to improving human rights and governance. Mr. Obama also expressed concern about the South Sudan situation. Penalties against leaders there are under consideration if an August 17 deadline for a peace deal is not reached. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security following last week's attacks in Turkey. Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Ankara on a plan to clear IS insurgents from northern Syria. A U.S. official said the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along the border with Syria. But U.S. spokesman John Kirby says despite media reports in Turkey, there's been no decision on creating a no-fly zone over Syria.
There's no imposition of a no-fly zone, and we're not considering one. But what is under consideration is, you know, deepening cooperation with our Turkish allies to counter ISIL in northwest Syria. We're going to continue to talk with them about how to do that.
The U.S. is concerned creation of a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw U.S. forces deeper into the civil war.